radio.
Zdravo, krosovci, evo nas u 152. delu Ljubljanskega kros radija. Danes imamo za vas prav posebno ponudbo. Ekipa Radija Študent je namreč pred snemalne naprave uspela dobiti novo džezovskega heroja Johna Zorna, in to ob priliki gostovanja njegove zasedbe Electric Masada v Cankarjevem domu. Dalje bomo v današnjem krosu slišali še nekaj o politično nekorektnem filmskem festivalu, ki se bo v naslednji teden dogajal v Ljubljani, zdaj pa kot rečeno John Zorn. John Zorn o Naked City, o Masadi, o razlikah med njima, o svoji vlogi glasbenika in muvatorja newyorške downtown scene in o ameriških volitvah.
I think my problems back with the Naked City question was more about having the band accepted in the rock world as a band.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my concern was, because I felt that a lot of rock audiences would really enjoy what that music was rather than jazz audiences, and that for the most part, you know, rock bands are seen as bands, and I wanted to have the name Naked City put out there.
Mm-hmm.
With this particular project, the Masada project, I don't think it matters anymore how it's perceived. I think that over the years, I've realized that the most important thing for a musician to do is make music, and how it's perceived on the outside is out of their control for the most part. Now, if you're asking if the Electric Masada Band is a collective, it's not a collective. It's a band that I chose, that plays compositions that I wrote, and I am very much in control on stage. And I have to say, that is exactly the same as Naked City. It was a band that I chose to play music that I wrote, and I was in total control of every moment. It was never a collective.
So you now more accept the role as a composer in the classical sense as before?
I think that I do.
Is there any particular reason to this new role of your perceiving yourself?
Coming out of a community of improvisers, I felt very uncomfortable being pushed into the public eye. I wanted to be part of a community. I felt like I was part of a community, and that I appreciated very much the contributions that the various musicians that I was working with were making towards giving life to the music that I was envisioning. So when the media went crazy in the mid-80s and tried to make me some kind of postmodern poster boy, I did not want to have the backlash of the musicians that were my friends being angry and jealous, and I did not want to lose contact with them. And the reality is that I've always been a composer. I've always been someone who envisions the music and then organizes musicians to play that music. But the other side of that is that I've been working now with the same musicians for 20, even 25 years, and I've managed to keep a good relationship with them, and that has always been very, very important for me, because I realize that as a player myself, that a player is the critical link between a composer and the audience. I write for musicians. I want the musicians in the bands that I put together to be excited, to be happy. I want them to be engaged in the music. I want life on the stage, because that is what gets across to the audience, the feeling of life. It's not just a matter of people reading their parts and they get paid and go home and that's the end of the story. That to me creates a very flat, dull presentation. The music that I like to present on stage is music of people who care about each other, who believe in the music that they're making and are actively engaged every moment and put their life experience into the music.
Will you vote on the forthcoming presidential elections?
Will I vote
yes.
in this next election?
Yes.
Absolutely. I will vote against Bush. I don't care who's running, but I am going to vote against that man.
Takole John Zorn in tako zveni posnetek nastopa Electric Masade lanskega leta v Firencah. V drugem delu Krosa pa Saša Gorpešek predstavlja politično nekorektni filmski festival.
Drugi politično nekorektni filmski festival je tematski mednarodni filmski festival, ki bo se odvijal 5 dni med 11. in 15. majem v Ljubljani, tokrat na 5 prizoriščih. Na 3 lokacijah znotraj avtonomnega kulturnega centra Metelkova, to je v klubu Gromka, Menza pri Koritu in na Lepnem odru, in poleg tega še v atriju znanstveno-raziskovalnega centra Slovenske akademije znanosti in umetnosti ter v Kinodvoru. Tokrat ponujemo 35 filmov v glavnem programu, ki prihajajo iz 20 različnih držav. Mogoče zanimivo za poslušalstvo to, da prihajajo z filmi tudi iz Makedonije in iz Bosne in Hercegovine, posebej vabljeni torej na projekcije. Obenem pa bi poskušala izpostaviti to, da smo letos sooblikovali program v 15 programskih sklopov. Torej filmi se nekako tematsko predstavljajo, vsaki projekciji posebej, torej tudi kratki filmi, ki se navizujejo na celo večerce, so smiselno povezani skupaj. Med temi programskimi sklopi pa je eden od najpomembnejših sklop Tribute, ki ga letos namenjamo 40-letnici filma Bitka za Alžir, Stila Pontecorva, torej filma, ki govori o bitki za neodvisnost Alžirije izpod francoske za kolonializma, takrat 1957. In še naprej. Stilo Pontecorvo je v tem filmu predstavil zelo neposredno in skoraj da dokumentaristično podobo kolonialističnega odnosa do recimo temu nacionalnih oziroma narodno prebudnih gibanj. In zanimiv je ta film predvsem, ker je v zadnjem letu doživel pač hude odzive po svetu, predvsem veliko euforijo v Ameriki, saj so ga predvajali v Pentagonu z namenom, da bi naštudirali verilske tehnike za uporabo teh tehnik v vojni za Irak oziroma proti Iraku. In s tem namenom pač se je tudi povečalo zanimanje za film, pojavila se je referirana kopija in v Evropi bo ponovna premiera tega filma 19. maja Zato smo ponosni, da ta film še pred evropsko ponovno premiero predstavljamo v Sloveniji, s tem, da bo v Sloveniji predvajan po več kot 30 letih. Pomembno je še to, da kopija za predvajanje v Slovenijo prihaja iz Beograjske jugoslovanske kinoteke oziroma iz kinotečnega arhiva. Poleg tega pa smo še povabili režiserja Gila Pontecorva, da sam predstavi film in obišče festival in je za zdaj izrazil zelo veliko zanimanje in bo poskušal pač festival tudi obiskati. Sicer pa pomembno je še povedati, da pač letos festival odpira pojem politično nekorektno, torej se sprašuje o svojem lastnem imenu, zaradi tega, ker verjame, da pač je to pomembno prevpraševati oziroma na novo definirati, ker pač obstaja preveč ljudi, ki so prepričani, da vedo, kaj je politično ali pa korektno ali etično in kaj ne. In na nek način festival postavlja ogledalo vsem tem ljudem, da pač odpira pojem in ga na novo definira. Poleg festivalskega filmskega programa k temu pripomore tudi teoretski del, ki bo predstavljen v katalogu, v katerem je 9 avtorjev prispevalo svoje razmisleke, svoje misli in eseje na temo, kaj je politično korektno oziroma kaj je politično nekorektno. Med njimi uvodni tekst prispeva Matjaž Hanček, varuh človekovih pravic. Poleg tega pa še Suzana Tratnik iz lezbičnega vidika, potem Robi Šabec iz socialno-filozofskega, potem tudi Erik Valenčič in Tomaž Zanjuk iz novinarskega oziroma medijskega aspekta in Jutaka Sučija, ki je v bistvu eden od avtorjev, ki tudi sodeluje s svojim filmom na festivalu. Za zaključek tega teoretskega dela pa še spremni tekst Saše Spačal, ki je v bistvu vodja festivala in govori o tem, da je predvsem pomen festivala tisti, da se ga gleda, da se razmišlja o njem, torej je odvisen predvsem od gledalcev, kako bodo sprejeli filme in kako bodo razmišljali o njih še naprej.